Adult film star Jessica Drake is a powerhouse in the porn industry. She performs in movies as well as writing and directing adult films. She also hosts seminars and a radio show on Sirius, and her name and image appear on a variety of XXX merchandise. Altogether, she says she makes a little less than $200,000 a year. I'm Marketplace reporter Jeff Tyler. I interviewed Jessica about a new mandate requiring condoms in porn. After we finished, she shared her list of the most important investments for a porn star.
I'm Jessica Drake with Wicked Pictures, and this is a list of personal finance investments from an adult actress standpoint. And these are in no particular order, although I think this first one may be the most important of all. PR, public relations. You absolutely need a great PR person because you need those incredible press releases. Equipment. I could not do my job without my iPhone, my iPad, my computers at home, my MacBook Pro, my cameras. Very important. Wardrobe. Red carpet dresses are not cheap. When I sign in something at a convention, I can only wear it once. After there's pictures in it, you have to get another dress. I think the dresses that I wear on the red carpet range from a couple $100s to a couple $1,000s, depending. Medical care. Testing is of the utmost importance. We are tested every 14 or 28 days, depending on personal preference. I happen to be every 14 days. Very basic testing is $130 each time you go in. Hair care. I know it's just hair, but when you're on set and your hair is getting teased and pushed and pulled and gathered up on top of your head and then wet under a rain machine all night long, it's really important to take really great care of your hair. It's one of my biggest assets.
How much do you think you spend on hair?
Every 4 to 6 weeks, I spend between $300 and $500 on my hair. I happen to be a member of a spa here in California. I'm a member because in the long run, I end up saving money on spa treatments. I probably spend between $200 and $400 or $500 on Brooke Williams every month. A trainer. It's really important that you stay in great physical shape. And over the years, I've had trainers for weights, for yoga, for Pilates. I have a personal gym at home, and I have had someone also come to train me at the house for bigger events, bigger movie shoots. Like right now, I'm doing MMA training for a movie that I begin shooting next Saturday. Trainers, very important. And trainers usually are about $125 an hour. My nails are incredibly important to me, but I don't do the long fake acrylic nails. Every so often I try, but it just doesn't work for me. I have my nails done, fingers and toes, about every 2 weeks, and I spend between $70 and $90 on my nails. Mani-pedi, plus I do the gel polish. I incorporated right when I got into the industry. I've had the same accountant the entire time. He's very good. He's explained things to me over the years. And of course, he also turned me on to an amazing financial planner as well. And I own real estate. And I've really tried to be as disciplined as possible. But yeah, sometimes my accountant is like, what's this for? How much money did you pay this person and for what? I'm sure that it's not what maybe some accountants are really used to seeing. Oh, on the accountant last year, I spent probably $8,000 on my accountant last year.
Last question. From the man's perspective, are there any sort of personal finance things that he might invest in?
Like, yeah. Viagra is really expensive.